Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I have a pretty interesting young lady with me today, 17-year-old Ashlyn Brown, who recently broke the strikeout record for girls softball here at Jersey Community High School. Welcome, Ashlyn.
Thank you.
Yes. That's pretty cool, breaking a record, huh?
Yeah.
And you're still breaking them, right?
Yep. Still, yeah. Surprisingly.
And the record, strikeout record, was 398.
Yes.
Yes. And you broke that, and you continue to set the record. What are you now?
I'm at 414 right now.
414. How many games you have left?
We have four left until the postseason.
And still postseason. How many games could you possibly play in the postseason?
We could go two regionals and then get the regional championships. That'd be about three.
Uh-huh.
And then if we make it to sectionals, you'll have sectional, then the super sectional. So
all
that'd
right.
be another two, and then state could be at least four games.
What's your record so far this season, the team record?
It's not as good as it has been in the past, but it's about, I think now it's six and around 15 or something.
Uh-huh.
It's not as good as our past years, but this year we have a lot of young players.
Okay.
We lost five seniors last year, which it hurt us in the beginning, but now I feel like our team is really coming together towards
okay.
the end of the season.
And this is the time to come together.
Yes.
Right now, for sure. Okay. I know you're excited about even now you've broke the career record.
Yes.
Now you're getting ready to break the season record, and you're 20 away, right?
Around 20.
Around
yes.
20 away.
Yes.
Okay. So you got a great shot at doing that. Yes. So Ashlyn, you have parents. What are your parents' names?
Greg and Angie.
Greg and Angie. And you have one sister or two sisters?
I have one older sister.
One older sister.
Yes.
You're the baby. Now, how much older is your sister?
She's 5 years older than me.
Okay. Did you guys play together when you were young?
Softball, no, because she was older than me until one tournament. They didn't have enough players. I was about 8 years old. And she was in a 14U team, and the coach called my mom and was like, I know Ashlyn's been taking some pitching lessons. And at that time, I'd only had about four or five lessons.
And you're only eight.
Yes. And so I go to sub for them, and after the first game, I went up to my mom, and I was bawling my eyes out, and I'm like, never again. I am never pitching again. Cancel all of the lessons. I don't want to go out there.
What happened?
It wasn't even like a bad game. I just felt so small compared to them.
Yeah. Well, you were eight.
And after watching college games where they only gave up like three hits in a game, and I was giving up like 10 hits, and I was like, I'm horrible. I never want to play again.
Well, how come they didn't have someone else to pitch in that league?
So we play in a select league, and I was already in the organization.
Oh.
Because it's a whole organization thing. And how many teams there's just so hard to find subs. And he
I
just
see.
Wanted to give me an opportunity.
I see.
So it was.
Yeah. You know, that is great. So you had second thoughts and you decided to go back into pitching.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
My mom didn't give me an option to get out of it. Mostly.
Oh.
But then I realized I'm only 8 years old.
Right.
And as young as I was, I felt like I was still holding with the 14-year-olds
uh-huh.
and saying, like, I'm enough and I can be there and I can still support the team. Even if I'm not the best, I can still be there to help them out.
Right.
And that just kind of set the stage for being a pitcher.
Okay, so for those folks listening, and maybe they have a young 8-year-old, you know, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old that they think they would like for them to be a pitcher. Okay. To be a pitcher, what's it all about from the beginning to be a softball pitcher? What do you got to think? What's the mentality?
You have to have your heart in it.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone try and tell you what you can or can't do
uh-huh.
because God is the only person that knows everything you can do, and he's going to be there through the whole time.
I see. And that's the way you felt?
Yes. I felt like I can do it. And I don't care if anyone doubts me, because someone's always going to be coming for your position. They're always going to want to do that. But you just got to keep the faith and know that you are who you're going to be.
Now, was your mom a softball player as well?
Yes.
Yes.
She was a player. She wanted me to start pitching because in high school, she was the only person that could throw the ball, like, underhand correctly.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, I wasn't good, so I'm going to make Ashlyn do it. Because Lauren just couldn't do it.
She couldn't do it.
You just have to have a mental capacity and for, like, you have to have the mental strength.
Yeah.
And I love my sister to death. Love her. But she has a very soft heart.
Yeah.
And me, I'm on the other hand, I will go to battle for anything that I want, and I will work for it as hard as I can, 110% all the time.
I see. So you had pitching lessons from a young age?
Yes.
How young?
My first lesson, I was 8. I had just turned 8. My birthday was about 2 weeks before that.
I see. Yep. And always pitching lessons your whole young softball career?
Yes, every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Yep, except for Christmas break.
Who's your pitching coach, your dad?
It started as that.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to a girl in Gillespie for a little bit. She was really nice. She quit pitching, so then I went to a woman named Erin from Carlinville for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then that just, I outgrew her a little bit, and then I met my pitching coach, Daryl Gaudio. He was for Illinois Esprit, the organization I was on, and I stuck with him for a very long time because he actually used to be a fast pitch pitcher.
I see.
And he taught me everything.
Now, was there any other sports that you were really good at besides softball?
When I was younger, I played basketball because my mom was really good at basketball and she went to the Olympics. But after my ATV, not the Olympics, I'm sorry, she went on to college to play.
Uh-huh. Well, she could have went to the Olympics.
She could have. Yeah. When I was little, I thought she did. Well, I had faith that she did.
So, well, as far as I'm concerned, she went to the Olympics. That's so
just... in my heart, I'm saying that.
Yes, or she could have. But anyway, basketball, you still play basketball?
I can't after my ATV accident. It's too much.
What happened? ATV accident.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yes.
Now.
2020.
Gosh.
Yes. I was
about
with...
killed yourself.
Yeah.
I know. Poor thing. You had a cast all the way up your leg, right?
I didn't have a cast actually because it was my pelvis.
Oh.
So I was just wheelchair bound.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you came back.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people in the softball community, they kept coming up to my mom after it happened, and they were like, she was so good. I'm sorry that she, like, isn't going to pitch anymore or anything. And then 4 months later, they see me on the mound, and they at a tournament, they went up to my mom, and they were like, is that her? is that the Ashlyn Brown?
Wow, the comeback kid.
Yeah.
when you were healing up, and you were in that, big tourniquet that you had on, right? Did you think you would pitch again?
No.
You didn't?
I actually thought that my whole athletic career was going to be over after it because I was airlifted to the hospital. And they said I only had about 10 to 20 minutes to live because I had internal bleeding.
Oh, my.
And I was a hairline width away from being paralyzed from my waist down. So when
you are a miracle.
Yeah. So when they said it, like when they told me that, I was like, oh my gosh, like my life is over. I'm not going to be able to play sports anymore.
Oh shoot.
But
you,
here I am.
You healed up.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. You should be a movie.
I mean,
well, so has that, so you can't play basketball.
No,
but you're still able to move, run, et cetera,
yes,
enough to
and
play
I,
softball?
I can play softball, and I also did play volleyball.
Okay.
Right after
how come not basketball? What happened?
With being able to box out and everything, they were afraid that if I fell or anything, it would move the pins, and it just wasn't worth that risk.
I see.
Because I wasn't really in love with basketball anymore after eighth grade, so it just wasn't worth it.
Okay. What inspired you to take on softball? Your mother or what?
It was my mom at first because she got my sister into it, but then every weekend we were in a different state with my sister's softball team, it felt like, because she was on a select team, and then I realized I could do this, like, this is fun, and I loved playing, so that's what kind of started it.
I see. What was the most challenging thing for you? Probably.
Definitely the accident.
Yeah, coming over the accident, that was.
Because most people just wrote me off.
Yeah.
And were like, oh, she's done.
Yeah.
But
at what point did you realize during your healing process that you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I think I can come back. When was that?
What happened? Definitely after my second doctor's appointment. And they were like, you're healing really fast compared to most kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, and so I asked her, I was like, so when do I get to walk again? And she just looked at me and she laughed and she was like, girl, you still have at least 3 weeks. And I was like, well, can I practice pitching? Like, can I do can I take the arm off my wheelchair and can I like do my spins and stuff? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. You can do your spins, but don't stand up because that's going to.
Oh, my.
So my dad and I were outside. He bought me a ramp and everything so I could go outside and all this so I could still continue to practice.
Yes, that is nice.
He's my biggest supporter.
Yes. Oh, man. So you just kept practicing in your wheelchair.
Yep.
Who were you pitching to?
My dad.
Okay.
And Lauren, my sister. She caught me sometimes.
Now, when you were practicing in your wheelchair, did you have to elevate it a little bit? Or did you, how'd you do that? Because you were closer to the ground.
Basically, I just did some spin work. I got a weighted ball, and I just did flips with my wrist to be able to do it.
I see.
So it was a challenge, but we figured it out.
You know, when you go through something like this, what you went through, you can do anything. They can't say no to you on anything, can they?
No, not really.
Yeah, just keep on doing it.
My dad says it's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
A blessing and a curse, for sure, for sure. So when you get on the mound, okay, and you're getting ready to pitch your first pitches, all right, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind? What's your mentality? And I want you, so you can share this with other young pitchers that are thinking about doing it.
I'm basically telling myself that I'm in control of what happens.
Uh-huh.
And I know my defense will have my back.
Right.
But mostly I pray before every game to make sure I don't get injured again or anything. And I just tell myself that whatever happens, it's meant to happen.
Did you have what's your record for strikeouts in a row? How many people have you struck out in a row?
Oh, gosh.
You know that? Quite a few.
I don't know, but this season I did go 9 in a row.
You did?
Yes. I do know. It was in a select game. I do remember that, but I don't know the exact record that I've done.
Oh, shoot. That is crazy. Now, what year are you? Are you a senior?
I'm a senior, yep.
So, where are you going to college?
I'm going to Kaskaskia College in Centralia.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be playing there.
Are you? Yep. Fantastic. What are you thinking about studying?
I'm going to major in nursing.
Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. Well, that's, you can tell them, you know, whenever you're nursing, hey, I've been there. You can heal. You can do it. Just stay at it. In your training routine, you know, what are some of the things that you do as far as training goes?
In season, we always practice every day. I get to the field about 30 minutes early with my catcher, and we do like a normal ritual, just warm-ups, L drills, T drills, spins, some band workouts, and all that, and then we start pitching. But in the off season, I weightlift at our school. We do a lot of weightlifting, and our coach, he gives us a certain workout for pitchers to do.
I see.
I do that about every day. And we go for our team, we do every Tuesday and Thursday, we'll go in and we'll pitch with our catcher to get ready for the season.
I see. Pitching underhanded is not natural, is it? I mean, that's kind of unnatural. I mean, you got to kind of learn that. I mean, because whenever you're going to, if you're going to throw something, it's so natural to go overhead.
Yes.
Who thought that up, to go underhand with softball? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Well, they probably thought in the beginning, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to go out on a limb. But probably in the beginning, they go, the girls can't handle that real fast hardball. So we're going to go with a softball. And then we're going to throw it underhanded. Right, and then those girls like you started to whip it in it at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And we're going, ooh, okay, well, here we go, you know. So, that is pretty cool that you can throw as fast as you can.
Yes, it's very surprising.
Yes, I mean, that's I know you can outthrow anybody in this studio twice as much as anybody else in here. What advice do you have for? Whether they're in any sport, any high school, young, grade school, what advice do you have for children or young students, athletes? What do you have for them as far as being successful?
I'd say never give up.
Never give up.
Keep working. Pitching is an art. Pitching doesn't just happen overnight.
He finally showed up. There we go, Greg. Get
sorry,
in here.
Work calls always take precedence. Sorry.
But no, it's mostly just keeping the faith, knowing that pitching takes time. It's not just an overnight thing. I went to probably 15 pitching lessons before I even learned how to throw strikes. So.
Well, you've done great. And a heck of a story. Now, Greg,
yes.
I know you were able to join us, which is fantastic. What do you have to say about this, your young daughter here who's done, been so successful?
You know, it's been a very humbling experience. She's done well. Her sister did well as a hitter. As watching her as a pitcher, she has, it's tough. It's tough as a parent watching, you know, as a parent, because, you know, that's the lead of the show. And
right.
she's done very well, and I'm very proud of her. Her mother is very proud of her. Her mother coached her more than I did. So, it's been a very humbling experience.
Well, Ashlyn, it's been great to have you in today at the Spotlight Show, and best of luck to you. And we hope that you break more records.
Thank
just keep
you.
Breaking it, make it so nobody can come back.
I'll try.
Yes. And so thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.